You're listening to Immunize Wisely, the second hour on Republic Broadcasting Network. So Jason Kristoff is my guest, and we're just launching into one of his blog posts that's really popular among us anyway, The Formation of a Death Cult Society. And it's in two parts. And, you know, you can sign up for his email list if you click on any of those links in the chat room, too. So, you know, it always flashes, but it's actually well worth it. A little irritating at times, but well worth it. Believe me, I have a lot of people that got on your list, and they're very happy they did. So let's just go ahead and talk about that some.
Yeah, so we left off talking about this recent find in Saqqara, Egypt, where they would bury the dead, and even the archaeologists were saying, you know, death here, like the death industry, is very economically viable in ancient Egypt. Now, if you go back in the records a little bit, and you maybe go to a man called Michael Tesserion, who has something called the Unslaved Podcast, you're going to see that there's this ancient sect of Egyptian priests. Now, they were called the Gaonim, and this is where I don't know if people know about the Freemasonic Order. They have a logo, and it has a G in the middle of the logo. This represents the Gaonim, the ancient Egyptian priest. If you go back in history, there were some problems with that priest class. That priest class was escorted out of Egypt because of their weird behavior. But these were the priests and the group involved with all the death rites, the carving the temples, smelting the gold, making the jewelry for everything that had to do with death in Egypt. And what this sort of group of loose families discovered is that only so many people die every year. They're like, well, we only have a couple ways to increase the business here. We can make the tombs and funerary rites and jewelry more elaborate to extract more profit, which we're going to do. But if we started actually poisoning people on purpose and killing them with what we call today pharmakia, which means poison, we could actually double or triple our business, because the need for the funerals in all the temples would double or triple. And so this group was famous for basically killing the people in their areas in order to increase their profits through death. This is the formation of what we call a death cult society. Now, as crazy as that may appear, if we just look out our window today, pull the blind back, we see the same group. The Freemasonic Order is heavily involved with what we're seeing today. Not Bill and Joe down at the lodge, but the higher echelons of the Freemasonic Order and various connected secret societies are still into this profit structure where death can provide profit and benefit for them. Even ourselves, we participate in this sort of death ritual profit cycle ourselves. Like when we go to the grocery store, everything from the green pepper to the pistachio to the tuna only provides profit for the people selling it once it's killed, once it's picked. So we're sort of involved with this cycle indirectly. But this group is, for lack of a better word, extremely psychopathic, mentally defective. They have the reins of power. And with this current drive that is made of pure wind called COVID, this is one of their operations to increase death, to drive the profit skyward. And I hope everybody's aware that this Steve Kirsch, a statistical analysis expert from the United States, has shown through the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that the COVID shot has murdered 775,000 Americans in the last 3.5 years. And there's profit in the death. There's profit in all facets of the death, from the slow death to the coffin making, to the headstone, the gravestones, to the ambulance ride and everything in between. And the profit and the life force and the value of our society is getting sucked into this death cult, to the point where there's so much death, we barely have enough funds to cover it, period. Even if they come, and that's why so many people are in trouble in Canada, the U.S., and the EU, because this death cult is intent on sucking every cent out of even the loose change underneath the cushions on our couch. They want to be sucked into the death cult structure. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. If you need more explanation, go to the two articles in the show notes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot. There's, you know, people are commenting because people have, you know, different views. So I said, well, you can call in.
Feel free to call in.
Yeah, I mean, we could take calls now. I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to call in, but he's definitely done a deep dive, and I know a lot of you have too. So anyway, I could put out the number if anybody does want to call in. It's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. The 800 number does work, but it does cost, so that's why we're trying to get everyone used to that one. So
yeah, I hope people aren't arguing the amount of people that have died from the COVID shot, because
that's based on
the official government
record. No, they're all clear on that. They're you know, talking about, like, does Jason know what the real purpose of the underground massive boxes was for black goo, not papal bulls? You know, and then they, you know, Charlie thinks that these sound like Jews, these death cultists. And, you know, is it Jews or Freemasonry or Jesuits? You know, and, you know, there's always, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
There's definitely people would think they're Jewish, but this group, they're not. But they hide inside the Jewish culture. That's one of their tricks. They're not Jewish.
They're Satanist and possibly shapeshifters.
I wouldn't say they're shapeshifters, because there's really no, you know, sort of hard evidence of that. But they are people who have, they've studied energy, and they believe that the blood carries energy. They believe that if you're going to get into the, you know, blood, spilling of blood, that you would want a child's blood because it has more energy. This just sort of makes common sense, but not like sort of in a psychopathic way, that we all know that if we run out of blood and we're cut and we bleed out, our life is gone, and that someone who's younger would have some sort of greater life force. And we can feel that if a sexy man or a sexy woman walks in the room. So this satanic group is, they're just sort of scholars of energy flow. And we call them Satanists because they sort of work with dark, dark energies. And a lot of times, there's a lot of hatred toward the Jewish community, and it is this group, but most of them aren't Jewish, and they hide in the Jewish faith because they have some very nefarious end goals for the Jewish community. And you really have to be up on the history to know what I'm talking about, but it's unfortunate. It would be better, instead of calling out entire religions or ethnic groups, it's better just to name the people, like, you know, Anthony Fauci, yeah. Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, I understand, right? That. I mean, they're not, you know, there's the Sephardic, and then there's the Khazarian mafia, you know, and
they're the Khazarian mafia, if you need to sort of.
So, but most people differentiate, you know,
it'd be better just to start naming the people and make sure to focus on the people and their addresses, because if we go with the group, it becomes sort of a vague hunt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we do have a caller. We have Chance in West Virginia on line one. Welcome to the show, Chance.
Hello, Angry. If you could bear with me a little bit, I got a little bit of a breathing thing going on here. Mr. Kristoff, fascinating guest. Mr. Kristoff, I'd like to know your opinion on this. What seems to really irritate me lately is this. I see not only the brainwashing and the programming going on with the other side, but with our side as well. And it irritates me, such as things like if we only vote our man in, if we call our congressman, if we write a letter to our senator, this type of behavior. And I say to myself, are these people for real? Can't they see that this is a failed system? How can they still fall for this? Can I have your opinion, please, sir?
Well, basically, the way our society is designed, it's designed to keep us as infants. And we do have a lot of repetitive content in our lives, living as infants. Most of us, including myself, would have lived quite easily as an infant from the time I was born to 18 years old. So repetitive content, living the same day over and over and over again, really cements that form of behavior in our neurological system. And part of the characteristics of a child is counting on the de facto parent figure to solve all the problems. Now, if you've noticed as well that the mind control media and, you know, the group we were already talking about 2 minutes ago does run Hollywood, and they know repetitive content really goes a long way to changing someone's behavior. Like 80% of brainwashing is repetitive content. Now, if you notice things like King of Queens, the TV show, if you notice The Family Guy, The Simpsons, the Will Ferrell movies, the Adam Sandler movies, there's a glorification, a repetitive glorification of the man acting, talking, and thinking as a child or an infant long into his adult years. So what you're describing is the end result, decades of mind control, where the public, both male and female, have been infantilized by, you know, sort of our natural repetitive content as living as a child. That's been hijacked, and it's been extended long into the adulthood, where we're always going to be asking for mommy, daddy, or mommy government to put the boob in our mouth and take care of things, and we just want to sit on the couch and with the remote control and watch some Netflix, hoping someone else is going to come save the day. So there's many different factors, but that's one of the primary mind control factors, is that we are farmed and groomed to be perpetual infants that always count on third parties to run our lives for us. Because if we run our lives for us, for ourselves, we experience pain. And if a child does anything in their lifetime, is that they're pain avoidance specialists.
Yeah, and I've noticed, I thought it was only me that thought that way. And I find myself saying to myself, people, wake up. It's up to you to make a change. This is not the solution, what you're talking about. And I guess these people also have a tendency to call, the bad guys derogatory names, which they deserve, don't get me wrong, but I says, hey, this is not solving the problem. You know, what you're doing is making yourself feel better by calling them a bad name, but yet you're not doing nothing to change anything, but come up with useless, silly solutions that are proven time and time again not to work.
What you're asking them, Chance, is you're asking them to grow up.
Yes.
And so it's not a small request. It's a request that will cause them immense pain, because in psychology, the only way to mature from a child to adult is to experience immense pain, challenge, failure. So
but
you're asking... Go ahead.
Life is life consists of pain. It's a part of life. And it amazes me that people can't come to that realization. They can't motivate themselves to make a logical change rather than a delusional solution to something. I don't know. I thought it was just me, Mr. Kristoff, but I find it very annoying at times.
It is, and the thing is, for someone to grow up, they'd have to actually feel the full suckness of their sucky life. And in the past, that was easy because, you know, maybe 1,000 years ago, there's no cigarettes, there's no alcohol, there's no caffeine, there's no drugs. I mention those because they're all painkillers. So for someone to realize that they're sitting in a puddle of quicksand and the government's going to extinguish their life, they would have to be able to first feel the fear. Feel the pain, feel the threat. It's been proven caffeine won't allow you to process the pain whatsoever. Neither does alcohol, neither does sugar, neither does fentanyl, neither does marijuana. It's legal coast to coast in Canada. And you will find the most sedated population is the Canadian population. And it's up here in Canada. We're talking, it is full Third Reich World War II Germany up here. I mean, the law is not working anymore. The courts are being manipulated by the government. People aren't bringing other people to concentration camps. They're injecting poison into themselves and their own kids and euthanizing their own family based on the mind control. So the most sedated, psychoactively sedated country is Canada by leaps and bounds. And you can see the average person here in Canada doesn't know how much trouble they're in because they're so high on various psychoactive painkillers that they can't even feel that there's a 6-inch blade already in their intestinal tract. So, you know, the government's just going to come and wipe them out. They cannot feel their pain. So you're experiencing the same thing down there, Chance. I tell people, look, if you want to save your country, get healthy. Because when you're healthy, there's no sedative substances. Then you can feel your pain. And only then will you get up and start punching out and jailing the criminals that are causing the pain. I hope that makes some sense.
Yes. Well, I thank you for understanding what I've meant. Thank you, Neil.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have Bobby in Florida. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
You were talking about death cults and blood cults. I hate to bring this up, but every time I do, I get in trouble. And I'm not an atheist. But isn't that, you know, the three Abrahamic religions, aren't they all like sort of like death cults? I mean, and isn't that some type of programming too? I mean...
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. I mean, there's no coincidences here, right? There's no chance happenings. So in the in the Christian religion, you know, you're drinking the blood of a child, you're eating the body. These are just holdovers, and all the three Abrahamic religions were basically invented within 1,000 miles of each other, and this is where most of the wars are and most of the problems are, always emanating out from that 1,000-mile radius circle in the Middle East. So, yeah, but there's good foundations to religion as well. Like, I believe in the religious doctrine of morality and ethics and fairness. And I know we got a break. I hear the music. But there's some weird traditions that we need to take a second look at, make sure we're not being psychologically primed to go.
The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax.
Hello?
Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are taking callers. People are interested in this topic. It's a very important topic. I appreciate Bobby in Florida calling with his questions and that dialogue. But now we have Dr. Dean Lloyd. Welcome to the show, Dean. Do you have questions for Jason or comments?
I do. I do, Angry. Thank you. I'm glad that you're having him on to go over these things because, as you know, reprogramming is very near and dear to my heart. And as part of the process that you're going to be offering practitioners, and or you have been to this point, I've run into the issue of most people having their thoughts and their feelings in conflict. In other words, they feel and they think two different things. So you have somebody who says, yeah, I feel I should be good to myself, but I don't think I should be good to myself. I feel I should be healthy, but I don't think I should be healthy. In other words, they're a constant conflict, and until you resolve that or open up the circuits to access the reprogramming, you can't achieve a change in the mentality. That's one of the reasons why so many people went and got vaccinated, because they were subconsciously fear-driven, okay, and they didn't have the understanding of how that primitive mechanism works. Can you go into that in your method?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most people, the way the human body is designed, it wants to find safety all the time. And there's the subconscious mind is always assessing the repetitive content of the environment assuming the most repetitive content of the environment reflects what the bigger herd is doing, saying, or thinking, and then the subconscious documents the most repetitive content and makes us act it out, hoping that the bigger herd takes us in because we're acting, talking, and thinking like them. So, I mean, this is why they sent us home for the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We had the instructor in our home to control the repetitive content. We called that instructor the TV, and it was that that instructor that spit out so much repetitive content that the subconscious mind concluded very quickly that the bigger herd, the safer herd, and the herd you'd want to bond with and be taken in by was the 6 foot distance herd, the masking herd, and going to get your shot herd. So yes, I do teach basically that group pressure and the psychological manipulation can get people doing things that they don't want to do. Actually, the Ash conformity experiment by Solomon Ash in 1959 proved that group pressure can make people ignore reality. And this is exactly what happened with the COVID operation.
Correct. It's an overwhelm because you're not able to defend yourself at the young age that these traumatic things happen, and they incorporate themselves. So the only way that people will feel holy or doing the right thing is if they're hurting themselves, and they do it subconsciously. That's why they gravitate towards things that they're afraid of. In other words, you're drawn to your fears.
Yeah, whatever was most repetitive in your environment, that becomes sort of what you're comfortable with, what you're familiar with. And when you're sort of raised down on what I call this planet, called Planet Mental Asylum, you're going to be repetitively impregnated with fear so many times that when a good day comes, a peaceful day, a happy day, a big paycheck, a good relationship, a good man, a good woman, you will reject it. Because you don't have a script for it, because the repetitive content is what dominates people's repetitive habits and ceremonies and rituals in their lives. So what I teach people is the solution. I just make sure they get the repetitive content in enough quantity to override any past negative programming that they still carry from their childhood.
That's correct. You have to... whatever comes up for you subconsciously when you're putting something new in terms of information, it's going to bring up the fears in people. So when that happens, if it's something new that's being put in, those fears will have to surface to come out. And yeah, that's a very high skill. I hope that you're able to connect with people and make a difference, because that's what our medical profession needs.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, and Doctor.
Yep, that's exactly what he does, Dean. So,
okay, take care.
Hold on. Thank you, Dr. Dean. Appreciate it. We have a break. Please hold on. We have another half hour, and if you do want to call in, feel free.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is the last stint of the show, and we skipped the last break. So if you do want to call in, again, the number is 512-248-8252. Otherwise, we'll just continue on. I noticed no one in the chat room called in, which is fine. But, you know, there's always – this is like a huge and important topic, and I loved what you said, Jason, about – you know, guns aren't going to save us. You know, I mean, we've allowed the enemy in the gate for a long time. You know, I have a Walmart right down the street from us where I moved. And I used to joke, yeah, I'm moving from the country and the acreage to, you know, and it was a spirit-led move, by the way, Jason, but to like three blocks from the FEMA camp. But, you know, it was just one of those things. It was, you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. You know, and so, you know, yeah, I don't have a death wish. It's just where I'm supposed to be right now. I was pretty shocked, but it's the way it is. And I, you know, I remember all the protests against the Walmart that is right down the street from me now. I mean, there was a lot of people in the whole city tried to block it from happening, but they don't, you know, nobody has control of all the payoffs to the city council, you know, the county commissioners, you know, that kind of thing. So this is why I encourage people to join the In Power movement. It's really empowering when you start using their own system against them with their, you know, adhesion contracts. Well, we have our own self-executing contract, and, you know, so anyway, we did a show on that. I just want people to go to empowermovement.org. It is really the answer to, you know, have some, feel more in power and in control. I try to wake people up on that all the time, that you're not going to, you know, you're not going to get anywhere, as Chance, you know, brought up, you know, voting and doing this protest and all that. None of that's going to make a difference. You've got to actually talk money, and that's the whole thing, and the abuse that they're doing through their agendas. Vaccines, trespassing technology, which is smart meters, and of course, the wireless agenda. So, you know, I did want to talk about that some. As an addiction, I'm noticing more and more that's really bothering me, frankly, is the addiction to cell phones. I mean, you can't even walk down the street, and it is an addictive technology for people to, you know, constantly doing stuff on their cell phones. I want you to address that.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know that there is a – well, let's put it this way. In ancient or older hypnosis shows, maybe 60, 70 years ago, there used to be, say, a man with a pocket watch on a chain. And he would say, look at the watch, and he'd start sort of swinging the watch back and forth. He says, just watch the watch. You know, you're getting very sleepy. You're getting very sleepy. Something happens to the human brain where you fix a single point of attention. You fix your eyesight on a single point of attention. There's a change in brain function. And this change in brain function is very quick, and it also occurs when you stare at your cell phone screen, especially for entertainment-based purposes, which is what scrolling is and things along that line. And the change of brainwave state is you go from a thinking state called beta brainwave state, and if you stare at a screen, your brainwaves slow down to something called alpha brainwave state, and that is the exact state that a hypnotist uses on a hypnotist show to implant suggestions into you. And this is why these things are very dangerous. They always want you staring at a screen, because when I said this society is based on mind control and poisons that upregulate mind control, a two-prong attack, I wasn't exaggerating. Your cell phone is there to control the repetitive content, which is the standard mind control modality. Repetition is 80% of all mind control, because the subconscious mind counts repetition and adopts that repetition as your own in an attempt to find safety with the bigger herd. Now, if you're basically in hypnosis, if you're in alpha brainwave state, you're in a state of hypnosis. It means you're highly suggestible to the repetitive content on your screen. And that's what all the algorithms are for on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, is that they're going to handpick from their massive library of videos exactly what they need you to get to push you in the direction that they want to push you into. And if you're high on coffee, it's even more effective. If you drank wine the night before, it's even more effective. And if you had McDonald's for lunch, it's even more effective. And if you had a Tylenol, the birth control pill, cooked with a toxic Teflon fan, or heated up your food in a microwave, which actually makes it poisonous, all of the modalities of mind control I talked about, they're even more effective. They've showed people that ate microwave food has the same immune markers in their blood as being poisoned directly, and poison metabolisms are easier to put under mind control. Like I said, this is a two-prong attack. Mind control modalities, 80% of mind control is repetition, and they're going to poison you back into the Stone Age. Actually, they're going to use mind control to trick you to poison yourself and poison your own family back into the Stone Age, making you more compliant to the next mind control campaign they fire at you out of the TV or radio in your car.
You're absolutely right. You know, it is, It's the repetitive. I mean, I hope everyone gets that. You know, these patterns are repeated to us. And you can't even go down the street without a coffee stand. There's a coffee stand everywhere because everyone needs it. They're addicted, right?
Well, this is in Huxley's Brave New World. There was something called Soma. And Soma was a drug that sedated everybody and made their crappy lives, put a, like a happy coating on their crappy lives. It was called Soma. And Huxley laughs because Soma wasn't Soma. Soma's coffee.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Soma's coffee. Okay, we have Mike in Kentucky on line one. Welcome to the show, Mike. You have a question?
Well, I was going to say 62,400 repetitions make one truth.
That's true, Mike. Actually, it's only two. You only need two repetitions. As bizarre as it sounds, I have experiments where it only takes two repetitions to change someone's behavior.
Well, the School of Advertising that I was taught back in, I don't know, the late 80s said something to the effect that the study showed the average adult doesn't remember something until they'd heard it something like 22 times. And it doesn't count on as far as advertising goes. This was kind of biased, I think, because they were trying to sell, you know, trying to teach you to sell advertising or commercials that it takes many more times than that to get somebody to act, to be motivated to act on something they've heard repeated over and over again. But I remember the McDonald's commercials where they had the baby swinging and the wind-up swing, you know, and the thing was swinging forward and it was crying or swinging backwards and it was laughing. I may have that backwards myself. It's swinging forward and laughing and swinging backwards and crying. Then you finally see the view that the baby has is the golden arches are disappearing and coming back into view in the window the thing is looking out of. So they were like in your face showing how they're programming nonverbal infants in a baby swing with the McDonald's arches. I mean,
exactly. And there's so many examples like that. I'm going to look that back up again. I remember that, Mike, great commercial.
But it was like they were like blowing a raspberry at everybody. We got them while they were young, like the Jesuits or something, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. The younger you get, you put that one program in a young mind. And don't forget, the reason they go after the young mind is that the young mind up to, say, 14 or 12 years old, they're nine times more likely to mimic repetitive content compared to adults.
Oh, there's stuff still stuck in my head. Like, I actually know the guy that wrote the jingle for, what was it? It was, they showed the percolating coffee. I think that was Maxwell House.
Yeah.
Like, late 60s. They played that commercial and brought it back over and over again. And all these ad slogans and logos, they're just, like, deep ingrained into your mind. You have to wonder if they could be a dang trigger for hypnotic states or something. Have you seen
it
that
absolutely,
one?
It absolutely is, and you notice it's a coffee commercial, Mike.
Right, that's what I was getting at. I was trying to make the connection with what you were saying, but have you noticed or watched that guy that's an illusionist? He claims that he's complying with the law. Dang it, what's his name? He's got one called The Assassin.
Darren Brown?
He screens out all these audience members. Are like he starts out with like 60 or 80 audience members, and he screens it down to two guys who he gets one to hypnotically lay in a bath of ice water. Yeah. And then it's kind of amusing. He takes him to the shooting range and gets a baseline for how accurate he is, and then he hypnotizes him and improves his accuracy. But as he's handing him the rifle, he says, "This is just like every American boy is given." But it's for a British audience, you know, so they're trying to program everybody in Britain that American boys are all given a rifle just like this when they're like 8 years old or some crap. You know,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, if anybody wants one of the best Darren Brown presentations, they should probably email me at the info@jchristoff.com. Darren Brown did a made for Netflix special called The Push, where there were 70 actors and one victim, and they ran the scenario. It was a 2-hour scenario where the end goal was to use group pressure to bring it to have one of the four people or any of the four people to push a man off the side of a 15-story building and kill him live on video. Now, that man, okay, was on the side of a building, but he was a stuntman and he was wired. He was harnessed, but the people didn't know that.
Right.
And they had 3 out of 4 people kill that man live on video. Now, well, if anybody wants to see that, email me.
That one, the assassin thing, before he got it down to the 2 guys in the ice bath with their arms, he had 4 people dash what they thought was acid in the guy's face.
Yeah.
And there was
hey,
an experiment.
Mike. We have 2 other callers.
Okay. Well, there was one other case where this professor had people shocking people and giving them what was considered a fatal shock, and it was some crazy 70.
Yeah, it was the Milgram. That was the Milgram experiment. If anybody wants to see that one too, send it to me. But don't forget, in COVID, everybody they convince people through group pressure to kill themselves. So
anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Oh yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, Milgram experiment is excellent. So anyway, we have Robert in Minnesota on line 3. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Ingrid. Hi, Jason. Do you do anything with dreams? And are dreams like, are they a reflection of, you know, what you should be working on? Or are those something that you should be trying to program? Basically, I'm a handyman, you know, Mr. Fix-It kind of guy. And most of my time, my dreams are elaborately tedious. I call them like Rube Goldberg dreams. I'll wake up from them kind of exhausted. Do you have anything on dreaming?
I'm not, I find it very hard for my stuff to help people reprogram out of dreams, but there are dream experts out there. If you contact the Czech Institute in California, CHEK, they have a couple people on staff that are really good with assessing dreams and seeing what's really at the root of them.
All right, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And Robert, if you call me at home, I actually am in touch with someone who's a dream expert in this area. I mean, that's what she does. She's retired, but she would help you. So,
I'd appreciate that. I will do that. Thank you, Ingrid.
Yeah. Just give me a jingle.
Okay.
So thank you, Robert. We have Murr in Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Murr. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I thought maybe you might want to call, but then you had some other callers. I would let Mike stay on and this other fellow. I'd like to hear everybody's, what they have to say. Well, you know, one thing with dreams and Ayurveda, you know, where we really are on a round earth, that flat earth is another psyop that was dropped in 2014. Okay, but so if you sleep with your head either east, the direction the earth moves, right, or towards the equator, whether south in the north or reverse under, down under, right? So you're away from the poles. It's not healthy to sleep with your head towards the poles or west because of the iron in our blood. But when you sleep with your head toward the poles, your dreams are more influenced. You will have more of them. And whether you remember them or not, I think that is a lot to do with connection with Jesus Christ. And a lot of people want to say, oh, well, that's just a religion. No, it's Christ or Antichrist. It boils down to that, like it or not. And you really need to study up about Germany. You're very ignorant about that, I'm sorry to say. I was too. But in a nutshell, they were usury free for 10 years. What excuse are they going to have for this massacre they're doing right now, huh? Whose fault is that going to be? They keep saying Hamas. They made Hamas, okay? Israel made Hamas. And it's not Hamas. They're destroying every person in that open air prison as best they can. And we can all see that now. And that's kind of predicted in Revelation when the Euphrates dries up. It's a symbolic, actually, there, that the people of the world will turn against them because they've had enough. They've been evicted, expelled from 1,030 countries. 1,031 if you count Afghanistan, all right? And, you know, you'll have the thing about, oh, no, the Egyptians were trying to get them to stay because it was their slaves. No, read Exodus chapters 11 and 12. They wanted them out because of the killing the firstborn and the plagues and everything else, right? So they've done this all through time. It's not just the money, but it's the sacrificing of children. And it is satanic, but unfortunately, they figure into it a lot. I don't know if you're aware that on July 3rd, 1933 in Chicago, they had 150,000 Jews, romance of a people, and they sacrificed a child to Moloch. Hopefully, it was just an effigy. I'm pretty sure it probably was, but they were screaming like banshees. And this is part of the spell to bring on World War II. 101 days before that, they had declared war on Germany. You'll probably remember hearing that headline, no? Judea declares war on Germany, yeah, and boycott all their goods. And I was hoping somebody would bring up Milgram, because he was Jewish also, and Zimbardo, and Zimbardo is still doing what he does. A woman that had this radio show spot, a friend of Ingrid's, right? Right, Ingrid?
Al Whitney. Right.
Actually, her name was Anita Lauren, but she didn't want anybody saying that. The whole thing with the Milgrams thing, both of those were setups, okay? They weren't what we think they are, okay? And it has gotten worse where people will, and they'd like to televise this stuff, where people seem inhumane.
Okay.
But why are they doing that?
Bert, do you want him to respond? I mean, you're just kind of lecturing him.
Yeah, I am. I am lecturing him. Thank you. Yeah, sure, I'd like to hear a response.
I think it's only fair. I mean, you're basically, you know, putting him down for... I mean, most people have... You're reaching a specific audience, and some of the stuff he is, you know... Anyway, I'll let him respond.
Well, unless you have a question, like, what's the question?
Well, how come you don't know better about history about Germany? How about that question?
Well, I don't think you're aware of the depth of the research I've done. I have 3,500 articles on my website. I just got back from the Romanian Parliament in Bucharest and the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, giving lectures on mind control. I'm very well aware of the history of, and I'm well aware of the people who can get caught up in thinking they know a lot, but they don't really have outlets where they're going to interact with the people. Like, do you have a book you publish? Do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have podcasts? Do you have
Who controls publishing of books?
This is what I'm trying to say.
Well, let me tell you this. Hundreds of titles were destroyed from Amazon that discussed questioning the whole hoax, and that's what it was. Hundreds of titles. 1 month to the day before Trump sent in a 12-member FBI team to Israel to bust Michael Ron David Kadar. And he was one of two that... Okay, you don't want to hear anymore. Alrighty.
Well, yeah, Murr, I mean, you could do a private, you know, chit-chat and email with him. But it's not like the function of the show right now, okay?
Yeah, I get that, but I don't like dishonesty. I'm sorry, I just don't like dishonesty. I don't care who you lecture and how you lecture and how much you know if you're not teaching the truth. That's all. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to take up too much time. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Mar. Yeah, she has researched a lot, and but at the same time...
Well, that's okay. I mean, basically... people have to understand is that no one holds the entire truth, right? I mean, if someone comes out and says, I'm the truth, you have to follow me, I'm the only one that knows, right away, you know, that person isn't telling the truth, because there's no way anybody knows the truth in this world with the amount of censorship that's been going on since history's been written. We don't. Right. The freedom we really need is the freedom to pursue the truth and find the truth wherever it is. And anybody that just gets on top of the mountain and says, follow me, I'm the one that knows everything. Anybody who's done this research knows this is probably a very dangerous person.
Well, I would agree. I mean, yes, we know of a lot of books that have been censored from Amazon. I know, you know, people, David Irving was censored, was the first person I know that was censored from Australia.
We're all censored. But, I mean, yeah. My material's censored too. It doesn't mean right. I know every bit of the truth. It just means there's something about what I'm trying to educate people on that will empower them. That's what exactly. The real censorship of the way they don't want empowered citizens and, you know, getting down and saying, you don't know this or, you know, I know more than you. And but I do find, to be honest with you, that people who haven't published a book, who don't have a big website, who don't publish articles, it's easy to sit in the stands and judge people who are on the shows. But I tell people, come down to the field, publish your book, have a website, do videos, do interviews, and put yourself out there. Because that's why most people avoid, you know, testing what they know, because someone might challenge them. They might get some painful feedback. And that's the price you're going to pay when you go out and try and search for truth. Sometimes you'll fall down, sometimes you won't. But basically anybody who judges me, I usually ask them, please send me your website. Please send me your YouTube channel or your video channel. Please send me your podcast. And usually the person who says they know everything hasn't published anything that anybody else can look over.
Right. Actually, I think you're doing an incredible job. I had to really do a self-assessment, you know, on my own level of mind control, you know, just my own habits. I mean, I really had to do a self-assessment, and I find myself an improved person, even though I felt like I was fairly knowledgeable. But I was so thankful for you, Jason. So I hope people pay attention. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.